All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, we're still in the early stages of the 2017 Major League Baseball season, and there is nobody that is even close from being eliminated from postseason contention. But today I want to talk about the Detroit Tigers, and currently the Tigers have a record of 15-15, so they are right there in the American League Central. But very easily, the Tigers' record could be 18-12, 19-11, or even 20-10. And a big reason for that is the struggles of closing pitcher Francisco Rodriguez. Now, Frankie Rodriguez this season is 1-4 with an earned run average of 8.49. And in those four losses, all of them were blown saves. Two of them came over the weekend versus the Oakland Athletics. And you simply have to wonder what is going on with the guy that many people refer to as K-Rod. Now, throughout his career, he has been able to record 437 career saves. Two of the last 3 years have seen him get 44 saves. He did it in 2014 for the Milwaukee Brewers, and then he did it last year for the Tigers. But you look at a guy in Frankie Rodriguez, he does not have the zip on his fastball that he once did. He has learned to adjust and throw breaking pitches, but not all the time are you going to have the ability, if you're consistently throwing breaking pitches out of the zone, to get batters to bite. And then ultimately, when he has to come over the plate, he has been getting lit up. I mean, this is not the same guy that he was, of course, 10 years ago. When you go back to 2008 with the Los Angeles Angels, when he set a single season record by saving 62 contests, he's not the same guy because he doesn't have the life on his fastball anymore. And I mean, he has tried to adjust and he's tried to get creative. This is a guy that is 35 years of age. And regardless if he can get it turned around or not this season, the end of the line is probably somewhere around the corner. Now, I do think the Tigers and manager Brad Ausmus are going to give him every opportunity to right the ship. Because it's a situation, I mean, you look at the Tigers over the years, and I want to say probably over the last 6 or 7 years, this has been a team that has been right there. I mean, they won the American League pennant in 2012. They've been to the postseason numerous times. They just have been unable to get over the hump and get that first World Series championship since they won it all in 1984. And if you look at a big reason why the Tigers have been unable to do it, it's their bullpen. But I think right now, since it's still early in the season, they're going to have every opportunity out there to go, and at least for K-Rod, that is, to try to get things turned around. I think he's going to try to make a few adjustments in his game. Right now, probably more than anything, I think it's a mental thing. And I think the best thing for Frankie Rodriguez is to come into a situation and just get a solid inning of work, get a solid ninth inning, regardless if it's a save situation or not, something just to get his confidence going again, because that's the one thing right now. I mean, athletes, they're all talented to be there at that pro level. But, you know, sometimes I don't care how good you are, you do have a little lapse in confidence, and you just got to try to turn it around. And I think right now for K-Rod, the best thing is just go back to the basics and, you know, just try to get that one good inning in there, and I think he's going to get that opportunity to turn it around. I mean, you look at the Tigers, they have Justin Verlander on the mound tonight on the road versus the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he's their stud. And if Verlander can give the Tigers 7 quality innings against a very good Arizona Diamondbacks team, and potentially Rodriguez gets the opportunity to come down there and shut it down in the ninth inning, I think that would be a big boost for him and his club. I mean, the Tigers, they have a 4-game set over the weekend on the road versus the Los Angeles Angels before they are back home to take on the Baltimore Orioles next week and Texas Rangers. So it's not going to get any easier anytime soon for this club. And more importantly, it's not going to get easier for Mr. Rodriguez. And now is the time to turn it around. And hopefully for the sake of K-Rod and the Tigers, it's sooner rather than later. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.